Like pumpkins and squash, gourds come in all different sizes and shapes. We don't normally think of them as art, unless they've fallen into the right hands. This week, I'm talking to Sharon Trandum, a gourd artist from Bagley, Minnesota.
My mom was a housewife, and I didn't know my father. He was not with us, so, farming, certainly, I don't think we had anything artistic going on in our house. My mom was not, as I recall. I kind of fell into the, not even in high school, I wasn't, but I kind of fell into this as an adult, and I started carving candles. And I did that for quite a few, the fancy wedding candles, that sort of thing. So carving has kind of been with me for a long time, but that's my thing.
Sharon grew up in Bagley, but left to go to the big city after graduating from cosmetology school.
I was in the cities for a while, but yeah, eventually came back to Bagley, and so I was a beautician for like 40 years. Yeah, it was a nice job.
We first saw Sharon's work in Gallery North in Bemidji. Her gourds were intricately carved, and the attention to detail instantly caught my attention. Later, I went back to do our interview there.
It's a huge thing down in the Southwest. And that's where I started out traditional carving with tools, the first thing I did was Denny was making walking sticks, so I thought, let me see if I can carve a wood spirit. So I just used my traditional tools and I carved a little wood spirit in his walking stick, and that was kind of fun. And so I just kind of fooled around with that for quite a while. And then when we went south, I wanted to see about taking carving classes. So then I was Googling carving classes, and I was finding all this gourd carving, and I was, what is that? I thought, jack-o'-lanterns or what, And it's quite an artistic thing down there. They're just marvelous gourd carvers. We go to Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so I took some classes.
The work is considered relief work. To achieve the shapes and forms, the hard outer shell of the gourd is carved away, and the design is left in relief. Like the gourds themselves, each design seems to emerge naturally.
Yeah, once in a while, if I want to do something kind of dramatic, I'll carve flowers out of scrap gourds and, put them into the gourd that I'm working on. But most of the time, it's just carving it in, and trying it, and see what happens. Well, that's kind of my ambition, to not do the same thing twice. I always want to do something different and see if I can do it. And so it's just challenging myself. But what I'm doing is relief carving on gourds. And so I try to, I have to have a gourd that's about a half an inch thick in the shell to get the depth that I want to get when I'm carving. And so that's what I do.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Sharon Trandum, an artist from Bagley, Minnesota. Sharon actually goes to the fields where the gourds are grown and hand-selects the ones she wants to work on.
Well, the gourds that I use have to come from a place where there's a long growing season. So I normally get mine from Arizona or California. The Minnesota ones are very thin, can't be used for anything other than like painting on the outside. Usually, I go out to the gourd farm in Arizona and pick my own gourds, and I can find, there's no such a thing as a perfectly shaped gourd, but you try to pick out the ones that, work best for what you're doing.
Oh, well, explain that for me.
Well, for example, if a gourd lays in the field, and you know how a pumpkin will lay and then it gets flat on one side? Mm-hmm. Well, gourds do that too, and so you have to be really careful that you get something as close to symmetrical as you can. And other people like that sort of thing. I don't.
The gourds are dried in the fields and are rock hard by the time she gets them. She uses power tools to carve them and has to protect herself from the powdery, fine dust that is released.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I started, but they can be very toxic for some people. And so you have to take a lot of precautions just in case you're one of those people that, you know, I don't seem to have a problem, but even still, I have an air purifier in front of me and one up in the ceiling, and I wear a mask always when I'm working on gourds because I don't want something to happen to my lungs because of my hobby. It's very, yeah, powdery dust, and I think that's part of the problem.
The inside of one gourd I looked at was smooth and black as night. Each gourd is different. Some have been drilled along the open edge and then woven up like a basket with grasses, or trimmed with leather or beads. Some have discs of turquoise or a tortoise carved into them. There are many colors, as each element is painted or colored differently.
I never start to finish one. It's kind of, I pick it up now and again and work on it. But it does. It takes a long time. It's not a fast process. But it's all done with power tools, which is much easier than, you know. Well, I don't even know if you could carve a gourd with traditional tools because they're so hard, which is what I'm doing with them. But gourds are kind of interesting because you can make them look like wood. You can make them look like leather. You can do a lot of things with them, just depending on where you want to go. But I totally enjoy the Western look. It's kind of the thing I've zeroed in on, and I really like doing it.
Like many artists, a hobby grows wings and becomes a passion. And then comes the question, what do I do with all this stuff?
You know, you're always looking for a place to move your product, and so I thought I would just try this and see. And, it's been kind of fun because I have something so different than anybody else. So people kind of enjoy coming and looking at it and seeing it. Mm-hmm. Most of my sales come from going to craft sales, though, in more metropolitan areas.
Between traveling, doing her carving, and continuing her learning, the gourds are keeping her busy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it was a thought. I just am not a person who can not have something to do. And that's why I do it. I enjoy being busy. And it's very satisfying to look at something and think, I wonder if I can do that. So you try. A lot of very talented people around. Amazing.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.